now, let's find out what's making news in the UK.
Andrew Brady from Sky News UK. Big seizure of handguns, mate. Where were they discovered and who owns them?
Criminals, Ben, basically. They were discovered on the French side of the Channel, so they were headed here. 79 handguns in total. Basically, the police had a very good tip-off, and they knew that they were coming. They stopped this Mercedes van, a big yellow Mercedes van. It had a trailer on the back, and inside the trailer, lots of engine components, which were destined for garages across the UK. But, of course, on closer inspection, inside those engine components, hidden compartments, and they've retrieved 79 brand-new handguns.
Wow.
Now, the French police made the arrests. 59-year-old Polish man in custody and a 23-year-old from the Czech Republic. The NCA, the National Crime Agency here, it's basically Britain's FBI, and they're saying that had these got onto the streets of London, they could have caused misery and unspeakable damage. 79 handguns.
79, good seizure, good haul. Now, a female British jihadi wants to come home. I bet you they're saying,
this is an amazing story. A colleague of mine has got this, Sam Kiley from Sky News. He's actually in Syria. He's been to a refugee camp where some women who were so-called Islamic State brides have fled, and they're in the care and protection of the Kurdish security forces now. He's interviewed some of them, and they've said that they knew a woman in Raqqa called Sally Jones. Now, she's been all over the media here. She's one of the most prominent female recruiters of ISIS brides online. She's very active on Twitter. She's a former punk rocker from Kent, just outside London. She's 50. She has a 12-year-old son who was popped up in Islamic State videos executing people. Her husband was a jihadist. He was killed in a drone strike 2 years ago. And she has apparently told these other women that she wants to go back to the UK. She operates under the Islamic State name Umma Hussein al-Britani. It must be pretty bad in Raqqa right now if she wants to come home.
Yeah, exactly. I know we're dealing with some of the same issues over here. Now, Andy, before I let you go, 100-pound notes, do they exist?
There is a 100-pound note.
Yeah, what colour is it?
You're going to ask me who's on it and what colour it is.
Yeah, what colour is it?
I've never actually had one in my possession, Ben, being a working-class boy from Ireland.
do you have nicknames for your notes? So they say, we call our $20 note the lobster because it's that orangey sort of red, and then the pineapple for the 50 because it's the yellow?
Yeah, more so in Ireland. Here in the UK, we've got a new £5 note that has Winston Churchill on it. I've heard a few people call the fiver the Winston.
Yep.
All our notes are now going to polymer, which you guys have had for 2 decades plus. So it's an exciting time for people over here in terms of notes. The best one we had in Ireland years ago, we used to have a £20 note, and there was an Irish leader from the 1840s called Daniel O'Connell who was on it. He looked very much like our Prime Minister at the time, Bertie Ahern. And people used to call it the Bertie. It was just random coincidence that a leader from the 1840s looked the same as a guy in the 1990s. And everyone in Ireland used to call it the Bertie.
Slip as a birdie, will you? Nice one. Ender, thank you, mate. Have a good one. Chat again tomorrow. Ender Brady, Sky News UK.